Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The Summer Game Fest 2024, hosted by Jeff Keighley, has announced its date and details for this year's showcase. The event will kick off with a live stream on June 7th at 2 p.m. PT, 5 p.m. ET, 10 p.m. GMT, featuring new video game announcements, first looks, and trailers. The live stream will be broadcast from the YouTube Theater in Hollywood Park. Tickets for the public will be available via Ticketmaster starting May 7th at 9 a.m. PT. Additionally, there will be other live streams and events throughout the duration of the festival, with further announcements expected in the coming months. The event will also include an invite-only portion for media and influencers, taking place from June 8th to June 10th. This marks the fifth year of the Summer Game Fest, which has become increasingly prominent, especially amid the challenges faced by E3. Last year's Summer Game Fest featured updates on highly anticipated games like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Spider-Man 2, and Baldur's Gate 3, along with the reveal of Prince of Persia. With Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony, Ubisoft, Capcom, and others typically hosting showcases around this time, June is anticipated to be an exciting month for gamers. Epic Games has announced changes to the pricing structure for the use of Unreal Engine by non-game creators. Starting with the launch of Unreal Engine 5.4 next month, non-game creators will typically pay $1,850 per user annually to use the software. This upcoming change was first hinted at last year and is now being implemented as promised. However, there will be no change for game developers who will continue to pay a flat 5% royalty fee if their project earns over $1 million. Unreal Engine is widely utilized in the film and TV industry for tasks such as developing computer-generated imagery in post-production and creating real-time effects on live sets. Companies with less than $1 million in revenue will be exempt from the new pricing structure. Additionally, fees will be waived for educational projects, including those used by students, as well as for other creations made by hobbyists. It's important to note that these fees will only apply to studios that choose to upgrade to the incoming UE5. For update, projects created using earlier versions of Unreal Engine will remain exempt from these fees. Epic Games stated, "Our goal is to keep our tools free for as many people as possible, especially folks who are just starting out." The 2024 roadmap for the online survival role-playing game Enshrouded has been unveiled, revealing a slew of new features and improvements planned for the year. While the departure from early access is not on the horizon yet, developer Keen Games has outlined an ambitious plan to enhance the game. One of the key highlights is the introduction of world events, which will add dynamic and engaging content for players to participate in. Additionally, players can look forward to exploring new biomes, expanding the game's environmental diversity. Another significant addition is the ability for players to share and visit bases, fostering a sense of community within the game. Players will also have the opportunity to create and share gameplay experiences, adding a layer of customization and creativity to the gameplay. Other notable features include instance dungeons, Steam Deck support, performance improvements, smoother gameplay, improved loot UI, and various quality of life enhancements. Players can also expect to see new building materials, potted plants, musical instruments, animal farming, a weather system, and much more. It's worth noting that the roadmap is subject to change, and the exact release schedule for these features has not been determined. However, the developer plans to outline the March update soon, which will include the first major content update for Enshrouded. V Rising, the gothic action role-playing game, is set to launch fully on PC on May 8th, with a PlayStation 5 release slated for later in 2024. Developed by Stunlock Studios, V Rising invites players into a world of vampires, where they awaken after a century-long slumber, weak and in need of blood. Initially starting as a survival action game akin to Diablo, V Rising evolves into a fully open-world adventure, offering base building, cooperative, and versus multiplayer gameplay elements. The game has garnered significant attention since its early access launch, with over 150,000 concurrent players in its first week alone. Despite being in early access, V Rising has maintained its popularity and has sold over 1.5 million copies within its first year. The announcement of V Rising's PS5 port came during the January 2024 PlayStation State of Play event. While the Steam version has been confirmed, no details have been provided regarding other platforms or storefronts at this time. Ubisoft has unveiled a post-launch roadmap for its critically acclaimed series revival, Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. The roadmap outlines four updates scheduled to roll out, starting from Wednesday, March 20th, bringing a host of new content and features to the game. The first update, titled Warrior's Path and set to release next week, introduces a permadeath mode, allowing players to test their skills in a challenging new gameplay experience. Additionally, the update includes a speedrun mode and four new outfits for the game's protagonist, Sargon. Following shortly after, a second free update titled Boss Attack is slated for release in the spring. This update brings a boss rush mode to the game, providing players with an intense challenge as they face off against formidable foes. Alongside the boss rush mode, players can expect more Sargon outfits to customize their experience further. Moving into the summer, The Lost Crown's free update titled Divine Trials promises even more substantial additions. This update introduces new combat, puzzle, and platform challenges, offering fresh gameplay experiences for players to dive into. Additionally, players can look forward to a selection of new amulets, additional outfits for Sargon, and other exciting content. It seems that a Cyberpunk 2077 player has stumbled upon an Easter egg cleverly hidden by CD Projekt Red within the game's main menu. While Cyberpunk 2077 is known for its vast open world and plethora of hidden references, this particular Easter egg remained unnoticed by many players until now. Shared by Twitter user Krushevitz_B, the Easter egg can be accessed by clicking on the version number displayed in the top right corner of the main menu. The version number, which currently reads as 2.12, will then flicker between different symbols and numbers before revealing the sequence to 0.77. Game director Pawes Sasko responded to the discovery on Twitter, expressing his surprise and congratulating the player for finding the hidden Easter egg. He jokingly mentioned that he had started to doubt whether players would ever uncover it, as it was hidden so well. Sony has rolled out the PlayStation 5 system software update 9.00 following a beta testing phase, and the patch notes have been made available on its website. This update introduces several enhancements and new features aimed at improving the overall user experience. One notable addition is the ability to adjust the brightness of the PS5's power indicator, allowing users to customize its intensity according to their preferences. In terms of the DualSense controller, improvements have been made to the mic noise cancellation, resulting in clearer voice chat audio by suppressing background noise from button presses and game audio. Additionally, the update enhances the DualSense speaker audio, allowing for higher volume sound output, which enhances the overall gaming experience. Updates have also been made to the parties and share screen features. Players watching share screen can now interact with the host's gameplay using pointers and emoji reactions. This includes the ability to use a pointer to indicate specific locations on the gameplay screen and send emoji reactions. Unicode 15.1 emoji support has been added, enabling users to incorporate emojis into their messages. Furthermore, the update includes device software updates for various peripherals, such as the DualSense and DualSense Edge controllers, PlayStation VR 2 headset, PlayStation VR 2 Sense controllers, and Access controller. These updates aim to improve stability and overall performance. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.